to realize that when you're looking at what you should believe, you are looking at competing worldviews. And I think the worldview that we should embrace is the one that we truly believe has the best explanatory power, that explains things around us. Some things will, not be understandable from the point of view of any worldview, but nonetheless, for instance, people will talk about the problem of evil and suffering. Well, that presents a problem to a theistic point of view, because where did all the evil and suffering come from? Well, I actually think that the Bible gives a very good explanation for the reality of evil and suffering and the reality of goodness. And I would say that naturalism can explain a certain level of evil and suffering that comes from the survival of the fittest as an operative mechanism, natural selection. But I believe it doesn't explain another problem, which is the problem of goodness. Why would two physicians married to each other who could be making combined incomes of $500,000 and more, who decide instead to go and work with lepers in India to care for people who, from a naturalistic point of view, survival of the fittest, should just die? I mean, what's the explanation? Where does that goodness actually come from? And where does extreme evil come from? So natural selection could explain why somebody would look at, someone else and steal from them and possibly even kill them in the process in order to benefit personally from them. But how does it explain keeping prisoners alive at actual expense of time and money to keep them alive and then to just torture them? Well, I think that's an extreme sort of evil that is not naturally well explained. In the Bible, because of the reality of Satan, demons, all of that, I think I just believe that having researched and looked at many different worldviews, I really believe that the Christian worldview has the best answers. It doesn't mean I understand all the answers, but what I'm saying sometimes is we say, oh, the Christian faith in my mind falls short because of this. Okay, now what's your alternative? By the way, we all have a worldview. So it's not enough just to depart from one worldview, say, well, of all the available worldviews there are, which has the greatest explanatory power? And this is where I encourage people to really study it out and think it through and read widely, as I have done. And I think you may be either amazed or delighted to come to realize the extent of the explanatory power of a truly biblical Christian worldview.